just happened to be a high spot right here.
So mighty high place.
Well, actually, as far as the view is concerned, there's few places in the county that's got any better view.
Yeah.
Incidentally, that could be my brother coming in. I've forgotten your name. Van Vissen, so I know a little bit about Atlanta, not much. If I told you I knew a lot about Atlanta, I'd be fibbing again.
Yes.
Preacher, if you will, I'm going to let y'all sit around here and talk. And
what are you writing history about?
About Presbyterian Church?
It was a common Presbyterian Church.
Yes.
And I don't know just exactly when that church disbanded, but I'm going to say along about 1930.
Yes.
And before that, though, the school that was there on the adjoining property was discontinued, and they organized, in 1927, they organized a community club, and it's not a club in the sense that you think of a country club. In other words, they didn't have golf and so forth. Once a year, well, every month they meet and have supper together.
Yeah.
And it originally was sponsored mostly by the extension department. Always had somebody come bring us information about what is best to kill your flies with, or what best seed varieties and that kind of thing. And we always had a barbecue once a year. But the extension still participates heavily in the programs or at the community club, and also the community club is used by the 4-H club children.
Yes, sir.
Actually, the school building was joined. Well, the community people bought the disbanded church from the conference, and then they also, I guess, probably the county school people gave them the property the school was on in a little old school building, and they joined the two buildings. They moved the smaller building, and they use them both for the community club now. And
I understand that you were a member of a Mississippi Farmers.
Well, I'm on the board of directors of what's now called MFC Services. It originally, the name of it was Mississippi Federated Co-ops. But it's a federation of member cooperatives from scattered all over most of Mississippi.
Yes.
And now we have a good many members in Louisiana and some in Alabama. Actually, last several years I'm chairman of that board, but I don't know how long I've been on that board. I was president of the county board here, county co-op board, for 36 years, but I've been off that board a couple of years. They flattered me to death. They made me an honorary director. So I still go to all the board meetings and that kind of thing, but I'm not, in the true sense, a member of the board up there anymore.
Yes, sir.
Well,
now, I was asking you about when you were coming up. Can you tell me what ways do you think farmers changed, in other words, now and then?
Well, actually, when I was a child, my father had lots of land, and I'd say he had in the neighborhood of 20 families or 30 families that lived with him, and some of them owned their own stock, and they called them share renters, and they owned their own horses and mules and that kind of stuff, and their own equipment. And part of them were just what you'd call a tenant farmer or sharecroppers.
Yes.
And of course, there was no such thing as a tractor. My father bought his first tractor in 1928.